Well, years ago, I discovered a company that has had a tremendous influence both in the business world and, frankly, in the Jewish world, and that company is called Fabuwood. And Fabuwood is led by a very innovative and entrepreneurial team that has built itself from a large company in Jersey City, New Jersey, to an even larger, much larger company in Newark, New Jersey. And Fabuwood essentially, if I have this right, we'll ask Mutti Fishman if I'm right in a moment, customizes your kitchen and cabinetry, and I guess they could do anything, frankly, when it comes to furniture to enhance your home and your office. And again, we'll find out in just a moment. The reason that Mutti Fishman is here is because Fabuwood back in February was featured in the New York Times, and since then they have been featured in multiple places in both Jewish and non-Jewish media for an initiative that they have, an initiative entitled In Focus. It's an initiative officially by the Fabuwood Company, which again is led by Orthodox Jews and has had quite an impact in both the business and Jewish world. And this In Focus, which frankly, if you saw it on paper or heard about it in 2024, you probably would think there's no way it could be successful, has been just the opposite, has been very successful. The director of quality control at Fabuwood is Martin Mutti Fishman, and he is visiting us this morning here in Teaneck at JM in the AM. Good morning. A pleasure to welcome you to JM in the AM.
Good morning, Nachum.
Did I get it right? Is Fabuwood essentially a company that can customize all types of home and office furniture for anybody, anywhere?
Correct. We call ourselves a semi-custom cabinetry company.
Right. So people can walk into a showroom and choose different things, or they can adjust things or request to adjust things to their specifications.
That's correct.
Why has your company, which now employs, I don't know if we count in your industry, but it's at least in the hundreds, if not more, right, in terms of employees?
I would say over 1,000.
Over 1,000 employees. Why has it been such a success?
The company itself, why was such a success?
Why such a success?
It's
Is
basically
it customer service or what?
It's everything and anything. It's basically a technology company that sells cabinetry. We drive forward very quickly. The talent that we have in-house is second to none. We basically look at not on your previous experience. We look at what kind of a person you are. And we have our core values that we basically look at. And from there on, you can teach someone a profession, right, but you can't teach someone their core values.
Right, understood.
You have to be that. So,
your hiring then is very good.
Correct.
You have a department that hires people that really looks for the, and by the way, Jews and non-Jews alike, right? You're looking for the best of everybody across the board. And speaking of which, when we talk about the influence in our community, your company, no secret that I don't know if the word is large or significant, but there are a lot of people from the Frum community that are working at Fabuwood, right?
Yes, absolutely. From the tribe, from the tri-state, from the five boroughs, all over,
yeah,
from Brooklyn
and
to Muncie.
And if you walk into Fabuwood, it would not be unusual to see many Hasidic Jews there.
Yes, absolutely.
Right. I say it like that only because not everybody would believe it.
Yeah, when you see the product coming out, you would never think that it looks that way.
Right. And when it comes to your place in the industry, I mean, there's a tremendous amount of respect among your colleagues, right? Would that be accurate?
Correct.
With that in mind, Fabuwood went ahead, and I would like to say, used its position, its reputation, its influence to introduce something called In Focus, right? If you guys weren't, you know, one of the hottest companies out there, then whatever initiative you brought to the table would probably not be taken that seriously. But because of your influence and the respect that your colleagues have for you, you guys wield some power, so to speak, in the industry. And somebody, and you'll tell us who in a moment, somebody at some point thought that this In Focus idea would be a good idea. How did this whole thing start?
This whole thing started with our CEO. His name is Joel Epstein, Yoli Epstein.
Great man.
Yes, absolutely. He says himself he was he had an addiction to a smartphone. He used to
Couldn't put it down.
He used to be in bed at night, and back then was BlackBerries.
Right.
And
checking emails.
Checking emails, scrolling down with that ball and texting. An idea popped into his head. He just, okay, he had to send an email. It was 2 a.m., 3 a.m., and the receiver that felt like, oh, I have to respond to that.
Right.
So before the workday started, the whole thing was already over. So and it took over, he said his mother took over his life, and he felt that he wants to stop it for himself. And then later on, he felt that for the company and for the production of our company, it would be a good thing to implement.
Well, it's interesting. He wasn't even talking yet about the whole social media rabbit hole that people get caught up in. Forget about that. He was just upset that his workday was starting overnight, right? He was so embedded in the workday, he never got a break from it. Now, how does one then go ahead? How does Joel Epstein and his staff go ahead and bring this concept to the company? The way I was told it happened, or the way I was told was the most significant aspect of this, is that if you guys walk into a meeting, right? There's a conference room, and I'm sure there's more than one conference room at Fabiwood. You walk into a meeting, even if it's with people who are not from Fabiwood, you're meeting with other companies. The rule is, in your building, if I have this right, the rule is no cell phone walks into that conference room with you. Would that be accurate?
That's absolutely correct. Actually, our conference rooms are not called anymore conference rooms. It's called InFocus rooms.
Oh, really?
Yes.
The initiative?
Correct. And
like
they are special, I wouldn't say cubbies, but
cabinets.
Like before you go into the conference, we can put your phone, your tablet.
Each cabinet can hold how many phones? 20?
Depending on how big that conference room is, but yes, it could hold many. It became like a self thing. Like before you walk in, you take out all your phone, your tablet, and you put it on and walk in.
So initially, this is your own company. So people, I mean, they know that, you know, the boss makes the rules. They have to follow these rules. There must have been some either pushback or some type of, you know, woe is me, I don't have my phone with me, you know, for a half hour. That was with your, before we talk about other companies, that was with your own company, right? It took some adjustment, correct?
Correct. They were ready for that people won't be happy with
right.
it. It was, I could say for myself, it was a pretty big challenge for myself. And I always had this thing that I have a phone, and I want to take it out.
Right. Look this up. Something comes up, you want to send the text immediately.
Correct. And even at home. And
right.
I'm sitting at the dinner table
right.
and I want to send out. Like
right.
I want to search for something. Something came up and you want to search for something. And I always took it out. I never had this thing to push me to
right.
do it. When this initiative came out and Joel Epstein took over bought the whole company. From certain levels, I would say a room full of, I would say 300, 400 people from all levels of the company. And when he launched this thing, that what he wants to do, he brought down from non-Jewish speakers about talking about this
who endorsed the idea. They liked the idea.
Not the idea, just talking about
the influence of social media.
Influence of social media.
How dangerous the phones are.
Exactly. We knew right away that it's going to be some pushback. Even like, listen, and the Jewish community, it became a thing like, okay, no smartphones, no
right.
kind of thing, but how will the non-Jewish
right.
or...
Right, people who are more into it, right? How would they react?
But it was just the opposite. There was some pushback, but for the most part, I could say even by my employees, which are non-Jews, they even tell me that they could forget their phone in their car and not even know about it till the... Like later on after dinner,
and that was never the case. Before.
That was never the case. They always had it
right.
on like social media and everything. And the feedback is just great wherever you go. On my personal thing, you work for Fabiwood, and how this InFocus thing. I always wanted to do that. It's like amazing.
How different are these meetings now? I mean, you probably see a drastic difference.
Absolutely. productive is second to none to that. Like you,
there's definitely more productivity.
Absolutely, productivity went up. Even I see it again. I see it at my own employees.
Right.
They don't have their phone with them. They put it down. They don't just focus on their work. I know we could talk to each other normal like normal people, but nobody's on their phone searching and things get done quicker.
And I was told if someone does have to look something up, which might only be on their phone or tablet, they could leave the room, go look it up, and then come
absolutely
back with the information.
It's not that you're not allowed to have it on the whole campus.
But in other words, you're strict to make sure that the phone never enters the room. Yeah, if you need information, you can go look it up, of course.
Correct.
You come back with the info, and then that's the end of it.
Right, right. And there's cafeterias. You can go outside. It's not like the whole building you can't use your phone. The cafeterias, on your break, use it as much as you can, as much as you want. But at your desk, in the conference rooms, you shouldn't use it.
Mati Fishman is here. Now, the InFocus initiative has been noticed by other companies. And primarily, I would guess the reason is because you guys at Fabuwood often meet with people from other companies. And the rule is if they're in your conference room, they are not bringing their phone in the room, correct?
Correct.
And it doesn't matter what level of client or what level of achievement they've had in their company. And it might even be somebody that you guys are trying to, you know, make a presentation to. It doesn't matter. If they are there in your building, they will not bring their phone into the room.
Yes, so we start off usually those meetings that we have a policy that our we actually make it very like before we walk in, we show them the copies and they're like where you have to put it in. And they all marvel this whole thing. Like they never thought about like how even disruptive a meeting could be, like when somebody takes out their phone and you lose
it. Well, I saw a thing where somebody made a presentation and said just when you hold your phone, It gives it gives off an impression that there's something else that's a priority compared to the conversation
correct
you're having.
Even if the phone is just on the table, laying down,
like that looks like it's your focus as opposed to the conversation that's
correct
going on.
Yeah, and
so they were cool with it. Like, and you're talking about some pretty prominent companies. I'm sure you guys deal with banks and with prominent business associates. Yeah. I mean, and they were cool with the whole idea.
They might have been a little uncomfortable
right
for the first
it's
moment.
It's hard to adjust to.
But once they see and they feel it, they were like looking up to such a kind of a thing. They never like felt like such a thing like happening.
And they acknowledge the rise in productivity.
Absolutely.
That the conversation is much more intense and much more business-like and more productive if you don't
absolutely
have
like to get somebody's focus back. Let's say if a phone rings in the middle of an important meeting, to get back everybody's focus back to the whatever you're discussing takes a while and it's not the same as before.
All right, that's true. All right, Mati Fishman's here. Joel Epstein, as you said, the head of Fabuwood, is the father of this initiative. Now, this has gone beyond your company because, just like the New York Times noted, there are now other businesses who are taking note of what you guys are doing. But in addition to that, and I told you this, I'm sure you could tell me stories, there are schools out there that because you guys were brave enough to do this, now they come to the table with some street cred, so to speak, and say, look, this multi-million-dollar business is doing it. We as students in our school can do it and benefit from it. So you're aware of the fact that schools in our community, and again, obviously there are already schools in our community that have certain rules about bringing the phone into the classroom. But beyond that, there are schools in our community that are encouraging their boys and girls to go long periods of time without their phone.
Correct. I know that a lot of businesses are reaching out to him, to Mr. Epstein, about it.
Asking how to do it?
Asking how to do it and how to implement it. And he gives his full emotion into it and he gives it over to them. And he told me that he's planning on doing a conference, a business conference for this, to getting a lot of those businesses together and to introduce it to them and how they can introduce it to their company.
I would think, actually, that there are probably a lot of conventions that would now want him to introduce this idea.
I would guess. Yes, absolutely.
So that's going to be happening down the road. And then, of course, the probably the industry that across the board meaning religiously from right to left, has done the best job at all this. Ironically, today's July 1st are the summer camps. The summer camps have been really on top of this, where they don't really allow the phones on a regular basis. You know, those phones have to be away, etc. So they've done pretty well when it comes to that. But when it comes to the schools outside of the actual classroom, and when it comes to the business world, this has been a very, and as far as I know, a really foreign concept. By the way, when those phones are in the cabinet, do you give free charging, or they can't charge their phone while it's in there?
That's a good idea. Maybe I should introduce it to them.
You need
cabinet,
outlets in the back of that cabinet. I mean, come on.
But if you don't use it, why you need a charger?
No, I get that, but it'll also encourage people to put their phones in if they know they can get a good charge out of it, you know?
That's a good idea to bring up, yeah.
Tell Mr. Epstein that it was my I want that to be the Nachum Siegel initiative. Power up your phone, courtesy of the Nachum Siegel Network. Mutti Fishman's here. We're talking about Fabiwood's initiative, which is called In Focus, to get people to obviously use their cell phones less often. But here, in this context, it all started because it helps productivity in someone's company. And by the way, one has to assume, speaking of schools and other, you know, not-for-profit areas of Jewish life, any office with 4, 5, 6, 7 people in it, right? The back room of a school, the, you know, that puts away their phones for a certain number of hours a day, they also will find their interaction better and they'll find their productivity better.
Absolutely. I could say that from myself. My phone, actually, I have a since this initiative, it gave me a push and I gave up my smartphone.
Wow.
And this is what Joel Epstein said, that whoever gives up their smartphone, he has a program to give you a, he pays for your flip phone.
Wow.
And there are a lot of, because the flip phones are really going down the drain, right, and companies are not making them. So a lot of Jewish companies are coming out now with good flip phones, because people giving up their smartphone, they have to come up with a good flip phone that it should work as quick and as responsive, right, to a smartphone. And I got one of those flip phones, and I got a tablet. The tablet just, yeah, who has a tablet in their hands,
right,
the whole day?
Swapping that around, right?
So I left that in the car. I always leave it in the car. I never bring in my tablet at home, and I only have my flip phone at home. So, dinner tables are much nicer. I don't have to take it out. Again, it was very hard in the beginning when I wanted to like search for something.
And that does give you text ability, right? You can text somebody if
you
need to.
Yes, I can text, but again, it's much a calmer environment, and I'm there for the kids more. Everything is a different lifestyle without that smartphone with you.
Can I tell you another benefit, by the way? When you are not the target of a million news items at once, when you're not hearing about every single tragedy happening on this globe at the same time, it's got to be a different world. Now, I'm only conjecturing because I'm still in that arena where I'm just being inundated constantly with every little thing that's happening in every corner of our community and beyond. And it gets to be too much at
right.
some point.
And people say, oh, I only look up my emails, and there's no such thing as just looking up
right.
emails.
Because then you get to that rabbit hole, right?
Yeah, you pop up, you get sure. the WhatsApp pop-ups, sure. and you look. And there's never such a thing as just looking at important emails, because you look at everything then.
The flip phone does not give you WhatsApp ability, correct?
Correct. No.
So and no groups, right? No such thing as a group chat or, you know.
There are the some text group chats, but
on the flip phone.
Yeah, but it's a regular text. It's,
right.
But it's not.
No, but I'm just thinking, if you need to tell, you know, three people in your company the same message, you can still do that.
Yeah, but in the company we have just a from Microsoft we have Teams.
Right.
That's from inside the company. If you have to, obviously on that, that's like an instant messaging, and whoever needs it will have that on their either tablet or on their PDA or on their computer. Like if you want to send out a message, so Microsoft Teams is on the computers and PDAs.
Have you heard from anybody in your company who's in the construction part? I mean, you probably have a lot of local people from New Jersey who are literally building cabinets in the warehouse, right? I would guess. Have they, and it's not required, obviously, because, you know, for obvious reasons, not required of them to give up, you know, any of this, but have any of them made an attempt because of what you guys have, you know, been spreading around to see what it's like to give it up for a while?
To be honest, I'm not that much in between the people actually building on the cameras. I'm on the floor quite a bit, but you see actually on the floor for themselves, it's nowhere to be found. They don't on the break.
And they've got to concentrate on their work. I mean, correct. That's really something you have to concentrate on.
And whoever, and we always had in the warehouse, you never were able to have a phone for safety reasons. Right. You never, you, while you're working, you will never have a phone next to you, or even a paddle jack on the screen. For safety reasons, you can't have a phone there before the focus and focused initiative.
Right. So. On a totally different subject, how difficult is it these days? Have prices gone way up for wood and other materials or not?
I'm not in that part of the company, but I could see when I go to the lumber myself, yes, everything goes up. So it's prices are rising drastically.
Yeah, it must be difficult, I'll tell you. And so when you say you're in charge of quality control, you're talking more on the employee level or what?
For quality of our cabinetry that our customers get the quality that they paid for.
So if someone complains that something's off by half an inch, that's a big concern of yours.
Absolutely.
That doesn't happen often, I assume.
No, because we have a very rigorous inspection from when material come into when they go out. So we're pretty confident in that. Actually, the department that I also look over is the warranty department. So the feedback that I get from the customers, I could bring into the quality control to see what could be made better for our customers.
Well, are you the largest company now in America that does all this, or somewhere in the mix?
I would believe it's one of the, if not the largest, one of the largest semi-custom cabinetry companies. Right. And we are for sure is the quickest and the fastest growing company.
Right. Amazing. And on the subject of quickest, customers sometimes can be very anxious to get their order as fast as possible. Do you find a lot of people who don't realize that it takes time to build these things?
Correct, but we have pretty good lead time on that. So we're not like multiple weeks away from when you order your cabinetry. So no, it's not. Yes, people want it as quick as we can make it, and people want it quicker. Yes.
And the latest innovations. I remember that there were times when you had to leave certain spaces for outlets for air conditioners in kitchens, and I would assume today you have to leave certain spaces for outlets in general, right? Because there's so much stuff being plugged in constantly when it comes to, you know, especially a kitchen environment.
Yeah, so we have a lot of accessories that we launched that you could actually have in a drawer, a charging station in a drawer.
Great idea!
Yeah, so for vanities, like for the blower dryer, right. For those kind of things. So there's every accessory today in the kitchen industry will adapt to whatever the industry, wherever we are now in the technology and that.
And what's hot these days? It's not Formica, is it?
Formica as in cabinetry? No, not as what we grew up with.
What's the hottest thing now, do you know?
It's actually sort of close to Formica, like those slab doors. It's very hot today, the slab doors, no profile on that, or like a textured, but it should be flat. But again, you can still find people really want to go to whatever they grew up with, like the hot, the big moldy moldings on the doors and all around the kitchen. It's still nice.
But I get that. Boy, it's funny. And these days, I would guess that anything that's hot really doesn't last too long also, right?
Correct.
People are changing stuff much more often.
Correct. So we have to look at the whole thing. Like when we see something hot today, it doesn't mean it's going to be hot tomorrow. So you can't really invest too much in that and stack up on that. So
how many mincha minyanim at Fabuwood?
Now in the summer, there's only one.
One mincha.
Because you people go home and they could have one.
What time is that minyan?
That's 4:35.
If I visit you guys, I need to know what time to show up.
Yeah, 4:35. And
do you allow outsiders into the building in order to come to the Mincha?
Absolutely. We welcome.
You're like outside. A community over there.
Yes, it's we're 10 minutes from the airport. Right. We have a lot of people coming with their suitcases, and we have a lot of people coming in from the outside.
Right. And what about kosher food? Because you have so many people who are from the Frum community there. Is that something that you guys worry about, or they just brown bag it and bring their own lunch?
No, actually, there is some kosher. There's a kosher cafeteria, which is fully stocked.
In the building?
In the building.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes. And even for the people that come in for daven, we have coffee. You come into that chill, you know, it doesn't even look like a warehouse. It doesn't even look close that this shul is in a complex of building cabinets. No, it doesn't. It has a beautiful Kurdish, a beautiful tables, chairs. It's a beautiful place.
You know, I lived in Newark, New Jersey as a young kid.
Oh, wow.
And not your neighborhood. I assume you're officially in Down Neck? Where are you? What are you officially in? What neighborhood, do you know?
I don't know.
Broad Street? Like, what are you next to? What's the Raymond Boulevard?
Raymond Boulevard.
You're near Raymond Boulevard.
Yeah.
So you're really truly downtown Newark.
I'm close to downtown. Right. We're like more in the industrial area.
Right.
We're like 5 minutes from downtown, I would say.
So Newark has a rich Jewish history. I never thought in 2024 that Fabiwood would be adding to that Jewish history in Newark, New Jersey. But call like a vote to you guys. Amati Fishman visiting us this morning because Fabiwood, the company that we've been talking about under the leadership of Joel Epstein, has an initiative called In Focus. There have to be resources online or otherwise, tell us, where people can get more information about this, because camps and schools and companies, and I would think that the same as you, you know, those companies that have a lot of executives that sit around the table and some of us get distracted by their phones, they're going to want to know how to implement all of this. How should people follow up on all this?
Absolutely. There's our website, fabio.com.
It's on the actual company website?
/InFocus.
That's it, huh?
That's it, fabio.com/.
And there's a description of all that we've been discussing.
Everything and all the quotes from all over, from prominent speaker from all over about it. So, yeah, it's a lot of information over there.
Are we going to make it into your media section of after this interview? I mean, you know, if the New York Times is in there, which I assume they are, you know, I'd like to be there as well, if you don't mind. So there you have it, folks. Our friends at Fabiwood are, believe it or not, leaders not only in cabinetry and making sure that your kitchen and other areas of your house look beautiful. They are leaders now in focusing on what's important. And that means when you're home, much less activity on the cell phone. And much more activity in regard to family. And when you're at work, especially when you're in meetings with others discussing important things, focusing on the contents and the agenda of the meeting as opposed to whatever might be distracting somebody on the phone. And I'm sure many people thought this whole thing would never work, and look what happened. You guys have become a success in this area as well.
Correct. Right.
Is there anything that you guys do that's not a success, or everything you touch turned to gold?
There was one of the communities that there was one guy that I know by other city community. Everybody tries to ban smartphones, right. And there was one community that one of the leaders over there never let this thing that they should ban a smartphone in that place. It's a very big place. And just recently, they launched a program. Yes, to like whoever gives up their smartphone, they cover 50% of their flip phone. And this guy that usually was against it, he now runs that program, just because of this In Focus from Fabiwood.
Amazing. Certainly a unique approach for that section of the community. But look, it's worked. So you know,
right.
Call a vote to them. Thank you. Best regards to everybody at Fabiwood. You know all the particular people that I have in mind. And I really do hope to visit you guys one day. And Kol HaKavod, you know, I said to you that I know of a story where a school, a middle-of-the-road Orthodox Jewish school, followed your example. And their kids spent many, many weeks, I don't remember exactly how many, but many weeks off their phones and literally just using them for when they have to communicate with their parents, you know, and stuff like that. You know, really legitimate stuff. And they ignored everything else otherwise. So obviously this thing is working.
Right. And thank you. Thank you, Nachum, for having me. It's a good thing.
He's the director of quality control at Fabiwood and now finds himself encouraging people to to curtail their cell phone use. He's Martin Mutti Fishman. And you can check it all out by going to fabuwood.com/infocus. Again, that's one word, infocus, I-N-F-O-C-U-S. fabuwood.com/infocus. And by the way, Joel Epstein won't be upset if you order a nice set of cabinets for your kitchen at the same time as well while you're on the website. By the way, can they do that now? Can people... like put the whole thing together on the website, or doesn't it?
Our dealers put in the whole order online. Yes.
No, but not just that. I mean, could someone like a consumer, you know, look at samples and imagine what their kitchen might look like?
Yes. So we have launched now. It's called the Color AI that you could actually imagine what your kitchen will look like.
That's pretty cool. Much different than when I first dealt with your boss many, many years ago. That's it for fabuwood.com/infocus. It's Monday and it's JM in the AM.